Measuring that news, I'm Jason Taylor. Flooding continues to plague the St. Louis area. Even though the Merrimack River has crested in Valley Park and Eureka, the additional rainfall could slow the progress, as Mark Dietrich, the director of St. Louis County Emergency Management, explains.
The National Weather Service is telling us the additional rainfall is not going to increase the levels of flooding. It may prolong them a little bit longer, but we don't expect it to rise anymore.
The Missouri Department of Transportation reports that the flooding has prompted over 100 road closures in St. Louis County. Missouri's federal levee system is performing well despite flooding throughout the state. That's according to Judd Knieven with the Army Corps of Engineers. He says most levees have been rebuilt since the flood of 1993.
Overall, the levee system's in pretty good shape. The particular stretch of river has not had a significant amount of flooding on it since the 1993 flood event.
He says several areas have hit flood stage but have not exceeded the flood stage since Saturday. The Missouri House is expected to take the budget up today, this morning, matter of fact, after a conference committee approves the state budget. Ryan Housworth has more.
A Missouri House and Senate conference committee has approved a $27 billion state operating budget. House Budget Committee Chairman Scott Fitzpatrick says there are many positive things.
At this point, we've got a fully funded formula. We were able to get to the best possible restoration for all the 4-year and 2-year higher education institutions in the state.
The discussion became heated on Wednesday when St. Louis State Senator Jamila Nasheed told the committee it was a racist move to take out $1 million for graduate programs at historically black Harris Stowe State University in St. Louis. A compromise was reached where $250,000 was inserted for the project. The state constitution requires Missouri lawmakers to pass a balanced budget by tomorrow evening at 6. Brian Helsworth, Missouri Net.
Police investigating after a car slammed into a Jimmy John's in downtown Kansas City yesterday. Missouri Governor Eric Reitens is not ruling out a special legislative session to address things like the federal real ID law.
Our mission in this campaign was and is to build a stronger and a better Missouri that we can take in a new and a better direction, and that's what we're going to do.
Starting in 2018, Missourians won't be allowed to board planes unless a state law is passed that complies with stricter federal identification standards for homeland security and immigration purposes. Meanwhile, the state legislature has until 6 p.m. tomorrow to pass a balanced state budget. Planned Parenthood locations in Kansas City and Columbia are working to provide abortions after a federal judge's ruling Tuesday lifted restrictions on the procedure. Republican Attorney General Josh Hawley has vowed to appeal the order. He did so yesterday, saying it prevents the state from enforcing two kinds of health and safety regulations. And a St. Louis County jury found in favor of the city of Florissant and against former Florissant officer Kirk Lawless in his discrimination lawsuit yesterday. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.